Mishnah Me'ila Daf Yud Gimel says like this. Hikdish bar molei mayim, if it was makdish for hektish, hole full of water, ashpus melei zevel, shobach molei yonim, that's a bird cage full of birds of yonim, ilon molei perus, a tree that's full of fruit, soda melei asabim, a field that's full of grass. So if somebody uses it, it becomes hektish. So if somebody uses the boar or the soder or the shovach, his moel, he has over on the isor meila. Moalin by means you have to bring a carbon meila and pay the keren v'chomesh. What's inside the boar, the water. If you use the water, you also have a isor meila. So if he was makdish the water, of course there would be a isor meila. But the Rashbam says that the Rashi says that it's talking that he didn't say exactly that he was, or the Rashbam and Baba Basra, he says he didn't say exactly that he's makdish the water, only he said he's makdish the boar, and the mele, the water is also, we say it's part of it. And then the Mishnah says, Avali mikdish boar v'chakech nismali mayim. Ashpo v'charkach nismali zevel, shoivach v'charkach nismali yonim, ilon v'charkach nismali peri, soda v'charkach nismali asabim, moalin bohem, ve'in moalin b'masha besoicha. So then your moil only, if it came, the water came afterwards, first it was makdish the boar, and then water came pouring into the boar, so the water, you're not moiling it, just in the boar itself. Now what does it mean that moiling the boar itself? So, Rashi learns, the Rashbam learns that it's Shaykh Me'ila, if you put things into the boar to, that it should be watched there, or that he put in water that it should get cold. So your nana from the boar itself. And Tosfos asks that ain Me'ila b'mechubar, b'mechubar l'karka, there's no Me'ila. So the boar itself can't be something that you're moiling it. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that he was tolish from the boar. He took out a handful of ground for dirt from the boar, and his nana from that handful of dirt, so that's called tolush. And his nana from the boar, so it became tolisha from the boar itself. So that's the machlokas Rashi and Rabbi Natan. And the inyan of the mayim, why is not moil in Masha Besoko in the mayim that's inside, or the yonim, the birds that came into the bird cage after he was makdishit. So Tosfos here in Me'ila says, "V'lo b'yonim mitam hefker," because it stays hefker; it doesn't become hektish. The chotzer mishum yadis rabbi chotzer. Why is it kone? Whenever a chotzer is kone for a person, that means if a person owns a yard, a chotzer, and something falls into the chotzer, he's kone. That means his chotzer is kone for him, mishum yad. Just like a person's hand is kone for him, so the Torah was marbe, that not only his hand is kone for him if he holds it, only his chotzer is also like an extended hand, and he's kone. But then yad lehektish, there's no yad lehektish, yektish doesn't have a hand to be kone. You could be makdish it al yedei dibur al yedei amira, but al yedei chotzer, which is mitam yad, there's no yad lehektish, but there's no chotzer lehektish. So it comes out that the water that fell into the boar of hektish is Hefker, because he wasn't Kone. Hektish wasn't Kone. Me'ila, there's no Me'ila. Then Tosfos is Mamshich here in Me'ila, and he says, V'gabi Ilon b'nismale, mishum de'in Me'ila b'gidule Hektish. Ha'ilon she'nismale, over there, you don't need to come on to a Kinyan. It's not like a Chotzer has to be Kone, because it grew from the Ilon of Hektish. So Me'ila, it should be, any owner that owns an Ilon, and something grows from the Ilon, it's his because it grew from his Ilon. So the same thing, Hektish owns the Elon. So what grows from the Elon also should be part of Hektish. So why isn't there Me'ila? So he says, there ain't Me'ila b'gidulei Hektish. Rabbi Yisrael Makasavar Yesh Me'ila b'gidulin. So machlokes, that sounds like from Tosfos, it's a separate machlokes, if Yesh Me'ila b'gidulin or ain't Me'ila b'gidulei Hektish. The same figure we have in Baba Basra, as we said here in Me'ila, the sugya is in Baba Basra and Dafa in Tes, and the machlokis of Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, if you're moil b'mechubar l'karka, and then Tosfos says that by mayim, why aren't you moil in the mayim that fell into the boar? Because a hekdesh doesn't have a yad, and if it doesn't have a yad, there's no chosef. The Ramban in Bava Basra Daf Ayin Tes says that even if we would say that a chotzer is kona for hekdesh, and hekdesh has a kinyan chotzer, what falls into the chotzer that belongs to hekdesh is nikneh and becomes hekdesh, still there wouldn't be me'ilah. Why? Because something that comes al yidei zchiyah, there's no me'ilah. That means if a person wasn't makdish, it achronim learned pshat in the Ramban because he need hekdesh peh. That a person should be makdish, it bepiv, and not al yidei zchiyah. So al yidei zchiyah, the Ramban learns that it becomes hekdesh, but it's like a bailus of hekdesh of momenes, but it's not a hekdesh of peh, so memele there's no me'ilah. So it comes out as a machlokes tosfos, and the Rashbam holds like tosfos, and the Ramban. The Tosfos hold that if it would be a bailus of Hekdesh, even if it wouldn't be Kedush Al Yedei Peh, but if the Chotzer would have been Koine, so there would have been Me'ilah. But why isn't there Me'ilah? Because the Chotzer is not Koine. And the Ramban says, even if the Chotzer is Koine, there wouldn't be Me'ilah because you need a Kedush Al Yedei Peh. The Tosfos Yantov in the Mishnah in Me'ilah asks a kasha. Why isn't the Chotzer Kone? So Tosfos says, because there's Mitam Yad and Ein Yad Lehekdesh. But the Gemara in Bov Metzia says that a Chotzer is Mishum Yad Yisraboi V'loi Gora Mishlichus. That means that a Chotzer is Kone because it's like an extended hand, but it also has the Tzura of Shlichus, Kilu, that when you send a Shliach, a person, to make a Kinyan for you, so it's Kone. So the same thing, your Chotzer is like your Shliach, and it's Kone. And the shlichus, we find by Hekdesh that it has a shlichus, because the Gemara says, Iboilu, the Gemara is in a few places, and the Dorim is the main place. If the Kohanim, that they do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, or the Shluchi Derachmon, or Shluchi Didon, that means, when they do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they're as if a shliach of Hashem, that Hashem sends them to be his shliach, to do the Avodah for him, to do the Korbonas, or we say that they're shluchi didon, they're our shluchim, that we need the avodah and the karbonas, and we send the kohanim, they're our shliach. And the nafkemina, there's a few nafkeminas. One nafkemina is if the kohen is a mudar hano, he's not allowed to give hano for the bailim of the korban, so if he's shluchi didon, so he can't do it for us, because he's a mudar hano from him. But if he's shluchi derachman, Hashem sends him a shliach, so he doesn't have any connection to the balabos of the korban. He's doing the avodah not for the balabos, but for Hashem. So memele, he could do that avodah. And the Gemara says, in Kiddushin, in Yuma, the Gemara says that we say that it's not shluchi bidon, it's not our shliach, because do we find any place that something we can't do, so we can't send the shliach either. So example, Israel came to the avodah, so also the kohen can't do the avodah for us. So we have to say it's shluchi derachmona. So the Tosfos Yantov asks, if we find that the kohanim are shluchi derachmona, that means they're shluchim of Hashem. So there is shlichus lehekdesh. So if so, also by chaser, it should be kohen for hekdesh mitam shlichus. So if the gizbar of hekdesh is like the gabai, the shliach of hekdesh, to take care of all the nechosim of hekdesh, he's standing next to the chotzer, so the chotzer should be koine for hektesh, the water, the bor should be mismale maim and become hektesh, al yedei, the inyan of shlichus, the chotzer, mitam shlichus. And then he says that it's a doichak to say that since the gizbor is a shliach, and the chotzer is a shliach, so it's kilo a shliach is making a shliach, that's a doichak to say that because of that it wouldn't be koine. So the Ksois brings down, there's the Sefer Tzon Kadoshim on Me'ilah, that the Ksois brings down, that he wants to say, that since the Gemara is remains by a Sofik, if it's Shluchi Didon or Shluchi Derachmona, and Tosfos says Masbir, that it's also Shluchi Didon and also Shluchi Derachmona, or at least the Sofik, so he can't be Makdish. The Gizbar can't say that the Chotzer should be Koine mitam shlichus, because he's also a shliach of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael are not standing there, they don't know, to make him a shliach. Maybe they don't want it. That's what the Tzon Kadoshim says. So the Ksos asks that what we say, the Gizbar is a shliach derachmona, of course the shliach is a shliach derachmona of Hashem to take care of the nechosim of Hektish. But the gizbar is a shliach for nechosin. And the gabe karbonus, what we say, shluchi didon or shluchi derachmona, that's a shayla, the gabe vavoid of the karbonus. So memele, you can't say the same thing, to say the same thing by shliach, by the gizbar and also the gabe the kohen. Okay. So how does the seven kadoshim say that the gizbor is not a shliach, can't help with shluchi derachmona to answer the Tosfos Yontif's kasha because he's also a shluchi didon? That's only by the kohanim. By the kohanim we say they might be shluchi didon, but the gizbor is of course a shluchi derachmona. So memela the gizbor should help if he's standing next to a chotzer, just like the Tosfos Yontif's kasha. So memela the chotzer for Hector should be koine mitam shlichus. That exists on the Ten Kadoshim. And another kasha is that the mine that come into the boar comes from Hefker. So you can't say that maybe the Klausra don't want and they're not, he's not a shlich of Klausra, it was Hefker water. So why does he need reshus from Klausra? They're not a biling on the water. It's the Hekdesh that needs to be the biling to be koine. So, of course, it should be able to be kind of the water mitam shlichus, and so we still have the kasha of the Tosfos Yontif to answer. So the Ksos brings down from Gittin Daf Kof Aleph that there's a Tosfos there that says that even if we say that chotzer is loy gora mishlichus, so that's only if we say that shaloy befonov, just like a yad has to be befonov. So every chotzer should be befonav. So we say legara mishlichus that it could be shaloi befonav. But legabe other things of shlichus, legabe other things of yad of chotzer, so it has to be dumya the yad mamish. So if we say that in yad lehekdesh, so there also wouldn't be a yad for a chotzer, also wouldn't be able to be koneh, because in any case it has to be dumya the yad, even if it's mitam shlichus, it still has to be shaykh to the union of yad. The Ksos starts off in Simon Reish, he brings down that the Aguda, the Sefer Aguda, says if somebody finds a Metziah in a Shul, in a Beit HaKnesset, he could take it for himself. He's Zeicher for the Metziah for himself. He doesn't have to worry, maybe the Beit HaKnesset is like a Chotzer of Hektish, and it should be Kerner for Hektish for the Beit HaKnesset. So we say that not. Why? Because we say Chotzer is Mitam Yad and Ein Yad LeHektish, so there's no Chotzer LeHektish. Also the Beis HaKnesset is like a Yad of Hektish, but there's no Yad LeHektish. So mainly the Chotzer is not Koine for the Hektish. So whoever finds the Metziah in the Beis HaKnesset is Koine for himself. So that, the Ksos brings that the Ramban says, what we mentioned before, the Ramban says that chotzer can be koina for hektish, and since chotzer can be koina for hektish, there should have been mila, but there's no mila because it's not kedushas peh. So when you find the mitzvah in the Beis HaKnesset, lefi the Ramban, so chotzer should be able to be koina for the Beis HaKnesset. So it comes out that the Ramban is the Aguda is chelik on the Ramban, lefi the Aguda, there's no chotzer for Beis HaKnesset for hektish, and lefi the Ramban there would be. Then the Ksos brings a raya to the Ramban that by kodshe goyim, when a goy is maktish a korban, so there is a korban of goyim. Goyim could be maktish a korban and bring it, but the machlokas in zvachim daf menhei, if there's me'ila by kodshim, there is huktash al yidei goy. So we see that even if it's huktash al yidei goy, that it's chal. So we say that some say that there's no me'ila. So me'ila, if there's nobody that was makdish, that it was nikna yidei a kinyan, for sure there shouldn't be me'ila. So even if the kinyan works, but you need, for me'ila, you need that it should be hektish yidei odom. So that's so the Ksos says, so we should be choshish when you find a metziah in a Beit HaKnesset, choshish for the sheet of the Ramban, and you shouldn't take it for yourself. Then he asks the kasha. There's a Mishnah in Mishkolim that it says, Moish, and in Tulif Nesoich Rei Behemo, in Yerushalayim, there were people businessmen that they used to sell behemoths for korbanos. So if you find money laying around near them, so it's always miser because people brought their miser sheni money to buy korbanos, to buy behemoths by these sofrim. So if you find it, you can't take it for yourself because it really belongs to miser. But if you find money in the harabais, so behemoths in the harabais, you can't walk in with a money belt, but in your hand you could carry money. So if somebody lost money in the harabais and somebody found it, so the money is chulin and you could take it for yourself. But, and this brings the Yerushalmi that you're not choshesh that maybe the money came from terumas alishko, which is money that belongs to Hekdesh, because it's a chazoka that a kohen doesn't take out the money from terum from the lishko far out to the harabais until he's mechalel it on a behemoth. That means so any money that you find the harabais is chulin and you can take it for yourself. So the kash of the ksais is, so why isn't the chotzer of Hekdesh koine for the harabais is the chotzer of Hekdesh, so it should be koine the money for Hekdesh. So how could you take it for yourself and it should be chulin? And that's a kasha on the Ramban. So he brings down from the Rosh and the Nemuk Yosef and the Magid Mishnah that there's a Mishnah in Bob Metzia. It says, Motza begalo because of Yoshon. So you can take it for yourself. If you found a Metzia in an old pile of stones and an old wall from a Churba, so you could take the, whatever you found the Metzia, you could take it for yourself. Why? Because the, and the Chotzer of the Bailim of this Galer, the Koser Yoshon, he's not Koenet. Why isn't he Koenet Beking HaChotzer? Why the person who found this could take it for himself? So he says, the Rosh says in Mukhi Yosef, the Magid Mishnah, that it, because it came into the Chotzer Lifnei Yush, and because it came Lifnei Yush, so it's Bisur HaSeliyodet. Bisur HaSeliyodet is a Klal in Yush, that it can't be Koen HaMetzir in Yush, it came into the person's hand before the time, that means before he was Miyash, in a time that's still Mukhi to give back. So since it can be Surah Asiliyadis, also in the Arabais, he says, since it came into the Chotzer of the Arabais right away before the use of the Bailim, so to be Surah Asiliyadis, so Menele, the Chotzer of the Arabais can't be Koinet for Hekdesh. So, Benes HaRasimi is very shver this place, because it says himself in Simon Reishman and Tez, at the beginning of Hilchas Avedah, says, in the Ramban, Daskin, the sheet of the Ramban from the Mohammeds. You learn Shad in the Ramban that the reason why the Surah also Yodi can't be kind with Yush is because once it came into his hand, so he's Mechuyev Bashova. And he's already became a Shemar Socher on it. Since he's already Mechuyev Bashov and he became a Shemar Socher, so he can't be Koinet Biyush because he already has the Chuyev Bashov, and that he says in the Ramban. And here he's saying in the Ramban in Baba Basra, he's saying that the Harabais is not Koinet Mitam Chotzer because the Isura Osaliyode. But the Ksez himself learns that the Isura Osaliyode is only because he's Mechuyev Bashov. And Harabais and Hektesh is not Mechuyev Bashova, and they don't become a Shemar Socher. So the Klal of the Isura Osaliyode shouldn't apply Legaber the Harabais. So the Chuyev, that would be a steer in the Ksois. In one place, learns in the Ramban that the Isura Osaliyode is on Tzachiyev Bashova, and in Timur Reish, he learns in the Ramban that the Isura Osaliyode applies to Harabais and to Hektesh. Then he says, there's other two roots in why Begala, because of Yoshon, you're not Koine. So he says, because maybe it's a Dobar Shaloi Shchiach to find it, and Dobar Shaloi Asik Adaita, it's not Shchiach, so a Chotzer is not Koine Shaloi Midaita. So if so, you would have to say that in the Arabais, it's also not Shchiach. But that, I don't know why it's not Shchiach. But that's all the Ksois learns. Then he goes on to say, that what Aguda said, that it's like a Chotzer of Hekdesh and in Yad Lehekdesh. So the Ksoi says that really a Beis HaKnesses is like a Chotzer HaShutrim, it's like a Rishus of Shutrim. That means it belongs to Adyotis, not to Hektish. It belongs to Shutrim, to Adyotis. And the Shaila is if by a Chotzer HaShutrim, Chotzer of Adyotis, if you could be Koine or not. But by Adyotis, of course, there is a Yad, there is a Chotzer. So in principle, the Beis HaKnesses should be Koine Mitam Chotzer. Then the Ksoi brings a Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos talks about the Mishnah in Krisus. So we learned recently, it says that somebody could be eating one kazayis of basar, and it should be the chuyav four chatos and one osham. If it was basar of hektesh, chelev, and hektesh, and noisar, and yitzchayv also osham on me'ila, because it's hektesh, so he ate it yitzchayv and me'ila. So the Gemara says, let him say also, the Gemara in Shavuos, yes, let him say also another Easter, add on another Easter, should be Chayiv, also another Osham on Shavuos, that if he was Nishba, that he wanted Chelev and Tmorim. So Migud, that's the Shavuos, Chalon Tmorim, so it's Chalon Chelev also. We don't say any for Chalal Easter, because I did Chelev, it's Chal. So it's Chalon, the Tmorim would be Chal also on the Chelev. So why doesn't the Mishnah say it? So Gemara says, "Needed this to be shaila loiktani." And since the Shavua, you can be shaila on the Shavua and be mevatelet. So it doesn't have it in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara said, "Why? But hektish, it says hektish, and hektish is yeshna b'shaila." So Gemara says it's talking about a b'chor. And b'chor is less than b'shaila because it's kodesh meirechem. It's not only the kedushas pif. And if we say there's a chosel lehektish, like the Ramban says, so Mukdoshin also, he didn't bosar, that was Mukdoshin, that's from a car brand, so it was Nishat Ba'azoro, so the Azoro should be Koinet, the King and Chotzer, this carbon, so it's less Ebeshaila, because once it comes into the Gizbarthin, once it comes into the Azoro, so it's already Niknet the Hektish, and less Ebeshaila. Yeah, so what is the Gemara ask that Hektish? Is he say Bishala and Bishtani, but it's less say Bishala because it's already in the Zoram was Nishchat. So then why does the Ktois have to say Nishchat? Let him say just that the Behemoth was taken in into the Azoram. Once it came into the Azoram, it was Koine. And he brings down that the Shach says, that why is Shaila help? Because Otsi Dibor Mevatel Dibor, and the Shach and Sima Reshna Nesi have got involved in the middle. He says from Rabbi Talal Ashkenazi that once there's a Kinyan on it, so that after a Kinyan, he can't be make a Shaila, he can't be Choyzer, because it's not a Dibor, it's already a Maise. And only Dibor is Mevatel Dibor, but a Maise can't be Mizbatel. So if so, he says once it came into Bazor and was Nishrat, it's Bosar Kodesh. So it can be shaila, and so how does the Gemara ask Bari Hektish to isay b'shaila v'ktoni? So that you could think maybe it doesn't apply here because when he brings it into the Azor to be makir hakoven, he didn't have kavona that the Azor should be koined. He didn't have kavona chotzer should be koined. It's his behema, and the Gemara says in Baba Kama meikor tura de Reuven vashter tura de Reuven. So it's his personal behema. And he brings it into the Azor to make a korban. So why should we say that the chotzer is koine? He wasn't maknet. He didn't have any kavana for kinyan. On the other hand, it could be that's why the ksei says that he was shochit, the shochta, because once he shechted, it becomes a korban. So it could be it was nikne then tekdesh. It's already not tura de Reuven. That's a little bit of a tzorich iyun. The Nesibis says in Akdom of Simon Reish that there is a Yad Lehektish because we see that a Gizbor could do a Meshicha and because if somebody is Makdish Lebedek Abayis, there is such a thing that they came to Yad Gizbor and the Gizbor did a Meshicha for Hektish. But he says there's a difference between a Metziah and Hefker. By Metziah, so if you're Magbiya Metziah Lachaveiro, so Mitam Shlichus or Mitam Yad, So you can't magbia metziah lachaveiro by metziah chav lachrini, because other people can't take it if you take it for somebody. So b'mokem the chav lachrini it doesn't help shlichus. And also the Nemuk Yosef says that you need shlucha shel baal ha-momon today to be koine. To be a shliach for momon, you need to be a shliach of the one who owns the money. So by metziah, it's not doesn't go out of the reshus of the baal until somebody picks it up. So memeli you need shlucha shel baal ha-momon. And it's also chav lachrini, so magbia metziah doesn't help for lachavira. But if it's hefker, and here he says the water that's coming into the bor goes leibut, so hefker dika water. So the mail over there, there should be a magbiya mitzia lachaviru. The chotzer should be able to pick it up. It's not chav lachrini because it's efker. It's just going to go le'ibud. And also, he says there's no need for shlucha shel balamomen dafka because there's no balamomen. It's efker. So Menele, the Nesivit says there should have been a Yad Lefka and there should be a Shlichus. Before we continue the Ksef, I mentioned that our Samech says there's a Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara says that when Shlomo HaMelech, they built the Beis HaMikdash, so there was a branch of Zov in the Echol, and people used to bring fruit and gold and put on it, and it used to grow fruit. And it says on that in the Gemara, Yirash Kalavonon Piryu, that there was papyrus that used to grow on it of gold, and they used to fall down. And then it says the Kohanim used to be misparnis from it. Mashmah, the Kohanim used to take it and sell it and use it for their parnosa. So he asks, if you're moil b'gidulei hektish, and here it's called gidulei hektish, so how could they use it? It's mi'ila. So the answer is maybe because it's all yidei nes. The Radak says in the Osamech, it's in the sofas that are iftar, they say there's manim, and it goes on Hilchas Mila in the Rambam, and over there he brings down a Radak. Over there he says in the Shemen Shel Eliyahu, but really it's in the Radak, is in the Shemen of Elisha, that the Ishas Ovadia, when she had the Shemen, that all yidei nes, it became a lot of Shemen. So she went to ask Elisha if she should miser the Shemen. So he said, no, this came Ayudeines, you don't need to miser the Shemen. So it's mashma, if it's Ayudeines, you're not chayv the miser. So he says, maybe also if it's Ayudeines, there's no me'ila in it. But he asks, but the peiros that grew on this branch, it was in the chotzer of Hektesh, it grew in the Hechol and the Harabais. So how could the Kohanim take it? It belongs to Hektesh. The Bailus is not Hefker. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And he has a Tzorich Iyun there. Maybe we should say, because the Kohanim, maybe the Kohanim were paid it in a ceremony, and once they took the payers, they went and sold it for a profit, and people maybe wanted to buy it because it came from the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's the derech they were misparnas from it. Or we'll say that people were makdish at Almanas, that it shouldn't be nikne to Hektish in that way. Gabonim Bar Samech himself has a tzorich iyun about it. Then the Ksos, and Simon Reish will get back to the Ksos, he says that he has a sofik, if a chotzer, that even though there's no chotzer to Hektish, well, what if a chotzer hedyot could be zeicha to Hektish? A hedyot does have a chotzer, so if he could be zeicha with his chotzer, the tzorich Hektish. He'll say, my chotzer should be kona for Hektish. So he brings down a Gemara in Daf Lamed Dalet, I think it's in the Dorim, that brother says, oh, it's a kikor lefono. Shel Hefker, and he said, kikor zele Hektish, moya limboi. He didn't pick up the kikor. He just said that the kikor that's near him should become a Hektish. So there is mila. It becomes Hektish and there's mila. And the Ran learns that the kikor was within his Dalet Damas, and his zoicha be Dalet Damas to Hektish. Just like Magbiya Mitzir Lachaviru. So he says, Kim, and the Dalet Damas is Mitzir's Chotzer. So we see that if he could be Koine the Kikor for Hektish, Alidei Dalet Damas, so we see that a Chotzer Lehediot, that means the Dalet Damas, which is his Chotzer, is Koine for Hektish. And he says, from here the Raya, like Tosfos and the Rashbam, that there's no Chotzer Lehektish. Because if we say that Hektish did be Koine, but there's no Me'ila, so the kikar shel hefker, how's their meila yidei zchiyah shezoch hektish from Dalet Damas? But it's only yidei zchiyah. There's no meila if it's not kedushas peh. So why is there really meila? So you have to say because the hedyot was koined for hektish. Not that the hektish had its own chotzer to be koined, but the hedyot was koined for the hektish. So meila, there could be meila because it came through zchiyah of a chotzer. That's a yichatim said that there should be a zchiyah for hektish or a chotzer of a hedyot, and there is meila even though it's not kedusha stead, just like Tosfos Shita, not like the Ramban. On this kasha, the Or Sameach says and Rabbi Elchanan and the Kavod Shurim Baba Basra, they want to say, just like the Gemara says in Daf Yud and Bo Metzir, that the Tosfos brings down from Gemara and Beta that if somebody sends a shliach on Yom Tov to be Nimali water for himself. So the shaila is, which amount, distance could you take the water? The one who wanted the water, he could walk a certain distance, let's say Alpayim Amos to the east. And the one who filled it up for him, the shliach, could only go 2,000 Amos to the west of the city. So the shaila is, who's koveya, which distance the water could go, to the east or to the west, if it's the one who wanted the water or the one who filled it up. So there it says that it goes lefit Rabbi Nutam, Rav Sheshes holds Kiragli Hamimale, and it says because Migud Zochil Nafshe Zochin Hamilechaver, that means it goes through the Shliach, Kilo he was Zoch and he gave it to someone else. So if said the same thing, we'll say by the Gemara Nadorim Daf Lamedalet that he said Kikor Zu Shel Hefker to become Hekter, so it goes through him that it's Migud Zochil Nafshe Zochil Lechaver. So Memele it was as if he was Zochet. So he was Maktish, he made the Kinyan, he was Mizaket, the Hekdish, so it came also Al Yedei Kodshe B'nei Yisrael, even though it wasn't maybe B'peh, but he did it. Over here is a place to stop and think, maybe other Achronim don't learn like that, and the Ketzoyis and Rebbe Chonan and Dar Sameh, but still, he had to say it B'peh, he had to say Kikor Zu Yeh Hekdish, so Ein Achonami. It's Al Yedei Zchiya, but it's involved here also Peh, that said that it should become Hektish. They all seem to learn that it's not Al Yedei Kedusha, it's only Al Yedei Zchiya. At Kedei Kach, that Rav Shach in the Sefer says that it's a stira in the Ran, then the Shita in Baba Basra, he says, B'shem the Ran, like the Ramban, they need Kedusha Peh. And the Chotzer is good for Hektish. And here the Ran learns that it's a Magbiya Mitzil HaChaber, Al Yedei Hefker Zecha. So here you see that Al Yedei Zchiya by itself, it could be Mi'ilah. And over there he says they have to have Kedusha Peh. He says it's a stira. But nobody seems to think that it's called Al Yedei Peh. The Rebbe Ochanan also says that he wants to be told of the Machlek of the Ramban. And Tosfos, if we say that Chotzer is Kohenah for Hektesh or not, or you need Kedusha Peh for Kedai to be Mi'ilah. And the Chakira, do we say that the Easter of Me'il is because it's like Gezel from Hektish? If it's because it's like the Gezel from Hektish, so it's like Dorim of Gzela, whatever has a Bailus of Hektish, so we could be Moel, and it's called Gzela. So even though it wasn't all Yedei Kedusha spell, Yedei Kinyan Kotzer, so still there should be Me'il, because it's as if you were Gezel from Nichsei Hektish. And that would be the Sheet of Tosfos, that if there would be a Kinyan Kotzer, there would be Me'il even without Kedusha spell, but the Ramban would hold that it's not. Meil is not a gzeila dikadin that is kilo your gozel moment. I don't say a iser dikadin, a iser ano. So meila there has to be a iser ano. It's gedorim dafka the kedusha peh, not all the other. There's a nesivus in Simon Chof Ches, Sifkot and Beis, who says there's a kasha that the Ches brings down. The Ches in Simon Chof Ches brings down a kasha also from the same Mishnah in Meil in Krisus Tafiyud Gimel. That Yesh Oysel Achila Achav, and he was over, he's Chayav four Chatos and one Oshon. And the Mishnah says over there that Reb Meir says that if it was Shabbos, but it's Yom Kippur, so he's Chayav also on the Easter of Hotras Shabbos. So the question is, and he brings down the Kashra, once I can. Yeah. So Ksosia Sakasha, if you're over on the Easter of Shabbos of Yitzir B'Piv, so it's Chayv Mitzas Bezin, so it's Poitar Mitzas Lumin. But because we don't say Mesu Mishalim Shif, so there wouldn't be a Oshem, because it would be Chayv Akeren B'Chaymish, and come later the Rabbi Mine of the Easter of Shabbos would take off the Keren B'Chaymish, and Melech the Oshem would fall off. So what is Reb Meir help to say that there would also be another Easter of Shabbos, but that Easter of Shabbos would be on the Chesbin of the Easter of Oshem Me'ilis. So there still would be only five, and there wouldn't be six. And it says, goes over there with a derech, that only if it's Avdina Nachumra, that's another shita. But the Nesivus learns over there that there's a difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf. He says that Kedushas Domim, the Kedushas Bedek Abayis, that it's the money of Hekdesh, and if you take from it, it's called Gzeilas Hekdesh, And the Tashlumin is like Tashlume Gzele Doimete, Tashlume Gzele, Tashlume Momenes. So Memele over there, we can say Komle Bidarabimine, because it's a Momenes Dikadin. But it's, but there's Kedusha Zaguf. By Kedusha Zaguf, it's not an Indian of Gzele Sektish. It's more of an Indian of a Yisra Ano and a Kapora. The Tashlumin is only an Indian of Kapora. So over there, we wouldn't say Komle Bidarabimine. And here, we're talking in the Mishnah of Krisus. Of Bosar Hekdesh. And Bosar Hekdesh is Kedusha Zaguf. And Kedusha Zaguf, we don't say, Kom Lebe de Rabbim, in a Memele, Rav Meir could add on the Easter of Shabbos of Misa, and still there would be a Kiram Rechemish Vashem of Mila, because we're talking about Kedusha Zaguf. So this I heard from the Rosh Shiva in Baltimore, Rav Weinberg, the Chronot Tzadik Levroche, said that it's totally in the Rambam and Tosfos that we mentioned before. Lefi Tosfos that he says it's totally Nichsei Ekdesh, that Kotzer of Ekdesh was Koine, and that's Goren, that there should be Me'ila, so we could say that Nesivus Chilik, that this is what Tosfos says, that there would be Me'ila by Kinyan Kotzer, so that would be only B'Kedushas Domim, and not B'Kedushas Aguf. But Lefi the Ramban that he says it's not totally in the Dinei Momenes, only it's totally in Kedushas Peh, so Luchura Lefi the Ramban, it's not a Gzela Dikedin. It's only a Yisrael Noadikedin, so you can't say what the Nesivus is Mechalik between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf. Only we would say also by Kedushas Domim, the Yisrael Me'ile is also a Kapora Din, and it's also not a Din of Gzelas Hektish. I guess that's what we wanted to talk about, this Inyan of Chotzer Lehektish.